This is Take Care, a health and wellness show produced by WRVO Public Media. I'm Catherine Loper.
And I'm Jason Smith. If you consider yourself a picky eater, you have something in common with the brain. The brain has a very specific source of energy, and while you think you may be doing everything right to live a healthy life, not every healthy food you enjoy on a daily basis will benefit the brain or even reach it.
We spoke to a neuronutritionist to learn more about a brain-healthy diet. Dr. Lisa Mosconi is a neuroscientist, nutritionist, and author of the book Brain Food: The Surprising Science of Eating for Cognitive Power. Thanks for joining us today, Dr. Mosconi.
Thank you so much for having me.
So in your book, Brain Food, you write that the brain is a picky eater. So what do you mean by that?
What I mean by that is that we have learned that the brain has very specific nutritional needs and that eating for your brain is not the same as eating for your body. It should be different. And what we have found, what we have found is that if you eat right for your brain, you're also eating right for your body, but not necessarily the other way around.
So some of the things we're doing to make our bodies healthy might not be the right things for our brain. What do we need nutritionally for our brain?
So the brain is a very special, very peculiar organ, and is actually the most protected organ in the entire body. The way it works is that the brain is literally surrounded by something called the blood-brain barrier that shields the brain from the outside. So what happens is that the barrier comes with little gates, and the gates open and close whenever the brain needs food. So it's actually the brain that decides, oh, I need a little bit of vitamin C, and then it will open the gate, grab the vitamin C from the bloodstream, and take it inside the brain itself. So the nutrients that the brain needs have specific gates. The nutrients that the brain doesn't need or doesn't want have no gates, which is a very helpful way to determine what kind of nutrients are needed for your brain and what kind of nutrients are not. And that's actually something that made scientists aware of the role of fat for the brain. I think there's a lot of confusion nowadays on brain nutrition, and specifically on whether the brain needs or doesn't need fat from the diet. So as a scientist, I would tell you that fat cannot enter the brain. There are no gates for fat like cholesterol or saturated fat in the brain. So the only type of fat that the brain wants and needs is called polyunsaturated and is like the omega-3s that everybody talks about. And those are actually really important and really helpful to your brain. The other kinds of fat are not.
What are some of the kinds of foods that have those omega-3s or the good fats for your brain?
So the best sources are animal sources or plant-based sources. For animal sources, fish is the best way to get the omega-3s that we need. And in particular, fatty fish like salmon, mackerel is a good one I like, but also anchovies and sardines. Fish contains a very special kind of omega-3s called DHA, and DHA is the most prevalent brain fat, so we really need to replenish that on a daily basis. So for vegans, vegetarians, plant-based sources are, for instance, almonds, flax seeds are good sources, chia seeds. These are called ALA, and they are omega-3s that need to be converted into DHA, which happens, but it's not a very efficient process. So it's important to keep in mind that about 75% of the omega-3s are lost in the conversion. So for vegans and vegetarians, it's really important to either take supplements or eat more of these foods.
And what are some of the other kinds of foods that are good for our brain and for cognitive function?
I would say dark leafy greens are really important, not just for the brain, but for the entire body. And that's because they're very rich in vitamins and minerals. They really boost the immune system and protect us against disease. They have an anti-aging effect on the brain and body. Berries are perhaps the best fruit for the brain. They're very rich in antioxidants. And the thing about the brain is that the reason the brain ages is really oxidative stress. And oxidative stress is when free radicals are formed. And they're so bad for you, they have like a sort of rusty effect on your tissues. And the only way to really bring it down is to eat antioxidants. So these antioxidants come from the greens that I mentioned and also from berries like blueberries, raspberries.
And you talk about drinking water is important for the brain. Yeah. Why is that and how much do we need?
So the brain is mostly made of water. Most people think that the brain is really all fat, but in reality, the brain is mostly water. About 80% of the entire brain volume is really due to water. And water is essential for every single process that takes place into the brain, even energy production. If you don't have enough water, your brain will not be able to make energy, literally. And the downside is that the brain is super sensitive to dehydration. So even a minimal water loss, like a 2-4% decline, is enough to really impact the health of your brain and can cause neurological symptoms like brain fog, confusion, dizziness. Some studies have shown that using brain scans, people who are chronically dehydrated, their brains show evidence of shrinkage. And you don't want your brain to shrink. Yeah.
What are some of the foods we should avoid? And are there some simple things we can do to help our cognitive function, you know, immediately?
Yes, my number one brain tip is not really what to eat, but rather what we should not be eating. And that's really processed food. Processed food is a terrible combination of artificial chemicals, unhealthy fats, refined sugar, preservatives, all sorts of additives and coloring that is really harmful to your brain and body, both of them. So I would say just get rid of processed food and your health and also your brain health will just improve immediately. And by processed food, I mean like the standard Western diet in some ways. Like when we go to the supermarket and we buy products that are good for 5 years, like you buy a canned soup. If the soup expires in a year, that's something I would not touch personally. There are so many products that you just buy at the supermarket that are not fresh, that are just full of preservatives and all sorts of chemicals that you can't really recognize when you read the labels. So I would say stay away from processed food, number one. It's been shown, especially transsaturated fats have been shown to increase the risk of dementia. Even just as little as 2 grams of trans fats per day doubles the risk of dementia.
Well, you mentioned dementia. I've been using the term brain health, but what we're really talking about is cognitive function and memory and that sort of thing. So if you make some of these changes and eat a brain healthy or brain friendly diet, how do you expect that to affect a person in the long term?
I think the benefits are in some people immediate. So many of our patients report improved mental clarity, better focus, better attention in a matter of months. And I think there's emerging and increasing evidence that this kind of multimodality interventions where you have a healthy diet combined with exercise, intellectual stimulation, and importantly, vascular risk reduction is really protective, especially over time. There are clinical trials showing that people who actually stick to the plan, you know, it's important to actually do what your doctor says you should do, experienced 150% improvement in attention and focus over the course of 2 years. And these are elderly people like 70, age 70 or older. So there's evidence that it really, really works. But, you know, it takes discipline. You really have to want to make these changes in a way that is consistent and durable. And it's really important to do that because the benefits are for life.
Well, that is just really interesting that it can affect you whether you're young or old. So we really appreciate you explaining the brain healthy diet to us. Thanks for being with us today, Dr. Moscone.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.